WTMK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years take another step today. A state Senate committee takes testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the Assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He says he hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Part of Interstate 90 in Wisconsin might be renamed after the state's Native American code talkers. There's a bill in the legislature to dedicate the stretch of freeway between La Crosse and Toma, the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Code talkers used their tribal languages for secret communication to help the U.S. Army during World Wars I and II. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Giannis signs an extension with the Milwaukee Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After months of negotiations, 28-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo has agreed to a new three-year deal worth $186 million. Giannis says he needs to see the Bucks committed to winning.
As long as we play and we approach the game every single day and we all sacrifice for it, I can see myself being in Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of my career.
The Bucks open the season at home Thursday night against the 76ers. Football, the NFL suspended Broncos safety Kareem Jackson for the next four games without pay after his helmet-to-helmet shot against the Packers rookie tight end Luke Musgrave. That'll cost Jackson over $500,000 in wages. Last week he was fined $43,000 for an illegal hit against Kansas City Broncos head coach Sean Payton.
I think one of the challenges for Kareem is he's got some priors, and so when you get pulled over and you've had four or five speeding violations, you're going to spend a little bit more time on the side of the road if you didn't have any. And you know, he's someone that wants to do the right thing.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. lows around 59. Tonight, under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for the